October 29, 2017. Updated December 2023.
In 2014, Dassault Systèmes announced the launch of the 3D Experience platform, which replaced their V6 product line. Customers and partners still seem to be confused about the differences between the old architecture and the new one, so I propose to take a few minutes to explain the differences between the two and why it matters.
And then there was V6.
Building on the success of CATIA V5 and SOLIDWORKS, as well as their acquisition of Matrix One in 2005, Dassault Systèmes created the V6 platform. As I described here, V6 was a fusion of placing VPM V6 on top of the Matrix One foundation and was released in 2008. One of the biggest changes in V6 was the no-files concept, which meant that CATIA V6 no longer could open files off of a file system, file-based, but rather would be connected to a platform called Innovia V6 for access to and saving of geometry modified in session, no files as the data was stored on file servers and inside the database. This was quite an adjustment for IT departments that were used to file-based ways of working and did not necessarily want to be obligated to buy a server. Innovia V6 was both this collaboration platform for CATIA V6 as well as the former Matrix One Central's portfolio for enterprise PLM management of BOMs, change, supplier relationships, etc. This also was confusing and is why people still refer to the platform as Innovia.
3D Experience is born.
As confusion continued about the name of Innovia V6 being both an application suite and a platform, Dassault Systèmes decided to clear up the confusion by creating the 3D Experience platform and separating it from the Innovia apps. In other words, rather than using a letter, V, and a number, 6, to refer to the platform, which was somewhat cryptic, they decided to rebrand it as a revolutionary platform for 3D, as in three-dimensional, a throwback to the CATIA values, and in the context of the experience economy and thus 3D Experience. Put another way, as my friend and excellent blogger and PLM consultant Jos Voskel pointed out to me, it was a move also from V6 being a PLM backbone for CATIA, Innovia, Delmia, and Simulia apps to a full-blown platform, as you will see in the next section. Note that the release naming convention changed. The V6 releases were called V6er 2008, V6er 2009, V6er 2009X, etc. up to V6er 2013 and V6er 2013X. 3D Experience was in beta at 3D Experiencer 2014, but has since gone through many releases: 3D Experiencer 2014X, 3D Experiencer 2015X, 3D Experiencer 2016X, etc., with 3D Experiencer 2024X released last month. So, before 2014, all releases were known as V6, and after 2014, they are known as 3D Experience or just the shorter form or 2017X, for example.
3D Experience platform components. With 3D Experience, the platform was significantly expanded from the V6 footprint with several new capabilities.
3D Space, this is the equivalent of what was the Innovia V6 architecture piece with its independent architecture and on which applications from the major brands, CATIA, Delmia, Innovia, and Simulia, are built. This enables the digital thread of continuity and consistency of data across all the various processes for design, manufacturing, engineering, and simulation. It includes both centralized and remote file management, secure access to files, and centralized metadata, data about data such as attributes and BOM information. It consists physically of a J2E web container, Read Tomcat superseded by TomE, a database, Oracle or SQL server, and the licensing server. It also has an indexing server based on Exalead technology for rapid access to data, both file and metadata, stored in the 3D space infrastructure.
In other words, the platform that was Innovia V6 is now 3D Experience 3D Space. 3D SWIM, Dassault Systèmes had invested in the startup BlueKiwi and had some internal projects for community management that were known as SWIM, see what you mean, that were merged to become 3D SWIM.
It consists of a social enterprise platform featuring blogs and wikis and some skill management as well as ideation. Physically, it is implemented, like 3D Space, with a web server and a database and has an Exalead-based index for rapid searching through articles. Users on the platform are organized into communities that can write blog posts or wiki articles and comment on them. It had enormous success internally. I ran one of the largest and most active communities, the V6 Pack, with over 3,000 members and hundreds of articles, and was thus made available to all Dassault Systèmes customers, initially on the cloud at our 2014X and later on premises starting at our 2015X. 3D dashboard. In 2012, Dassault Systèmes acquired NetVibes, a dashboarding tool that used widgets to display data in a user-friendly way leveraging modern HTML5/CSS3 technologies. While NetVibes.com continues its life in parallel, the 3D Experience platform includes a specially adapted version of NetVibes that was named 3D Dashboard. This allows the visualization of pertinent business data and nearly anything else in widgets, both delivered by Dassault Systèmes R&D and customizable, which allows for easier access to data. Like the other components mentioned, it has its web server and database, although far smaller for managing dashboard-related data. The power comes from the ability of 3D Dashboard to pull data out of the various pieces and parts of 3D Experience and external apps, as well as to create unique user experiences and hide some of the complexity. It is available to all users both on cloud and on-premises. 3D Passport, with a variety of applications inside the platform already described and with web-based user interfaces, 3D Dashboard, 3D SWIM, the Innovia application suite, and those that use rich clients, Ketia, Delmia, Simulia, the authentication process was unified into the 3D Passport element of the 3D Experience platform. Like the 3D Dashboard, it has its tiny web server and database, which is very small for managing passport data. It is a secure manner for accessing any of the apps while maintaining context and implementing a single sign-on for the entire platform. 3D Search. I already mentioned that Exalead technology was leveraged for index searching on data stored in 3D space and 3D SWIM. 3D Search is a user interface component, implemented by a web server, that allows users from the 3D dashboard or other web apps to see search results coming from across the entire platform in one place. 3D Messaging. SWIM had a primitive messaging platform which was rebranded as 3D Messaging to allow communication between users that are connected to the platform. It is still primarily of value to 3D SWIM users. 6W Tags, also important for searching and classifying information, was introduced into 3D Experience using tagging technology called 6W Tags: what, when, where, who, why and how, thus the 6Ws. This is also a user interface component across all of the 3D Experience apps, allowing users to add their own tags, but more importantly, the platform derives generic tags from the metadata of data stored in or added to the platform. This makes filtering through masses of data very fast. 3D Plate. Back in the V6 days, there was a 3D Live Navigator for allowing users to navigate on 3D data without having to open the CAD tool. 3D Play preserves this feature and is being expanded to include more use cases such as sectioning, measurement, and 3D annotation of data stored in a 3D space, collaborative space, or 3D SWIM community, all from inside a 3D dashboard widget. 3D Comments and 3D Notifications have been added to the platform and are 2017x and following to add comments and give notifications to users. Again, each one leverages a tiny web server and is primarily of use to 3D SWIM user communities. To this day, none of their competitors has adopted as comprehensive a suite of built-in tools. Siemens has Active Workspace, but this only deals with Teamcenter and related PLM data and not all that I mentioned above, and the platforms remain siloed in their user interfaces and databases. You can use ThingWorks Navigate to create lighter interfaces to PTC Windchill, but these are still separate standalone platforms. The 3D Compass. Besides this renaming and expanding of capabilities, the other key change with 3D Experience was the complete revamping of all user interfaces. Previously in the V6 world, each application had a separate login, a separate user interface, and a separate color scheme. As I mentioned above, the 3D Passport resolved the login issue. All of the platform components and apps from Ketia, Delmia, Innovia, and Simulia were redesigned entirely from a user interface perspective in a project known as 3D Compass, where blues and grays dominate the color scheme and common across all of the apps. The rich clients, Ketia, Delmia, Simulia, also got an action bar at the bottom of the screen for quick access to functions similar to that of the ribbon bar in MS Office applications. Additionally, a 3D Compass component was added to each app in the upper left corner, thus the name 3D Compass UI above. The idea is that the 3D Compass aids users in navigating the applications to which the user has access. The north quadrant for social and collaborative apps such as those from Innovia and that of 3D SWIM and 3DXite, formerly RTT, the west quadrant for 3D modeling for apps from Ketia and SolidWorks, the south quadrant for virtual, plus, reality, V+R, apps from Delmia and Simulia, and the West Quadrant for information intelligence apps such as the 3D Dashboard and the NetVibes and Exilet apps. These improvements make the learning curve for new users far easier because once they get used to using the paradigm, picking up other apps becomes far simpler.
Industry-based solutions. The last sea change in the 3D experience era at Dassault Systèmes was the conversion of the packaging and the marketing to an industry-centric approach.
In the V6 universe, the brands, Ketia, Delmia, Innovia, and Simulia, each provided applications that were sold individually, the famous trigrams of lore, with specific value propositions, but rarely were they specially tuned for one industry or another. For the most part, other PLM platforms continue to sell their products based on the brand. Back in 2011, then-CMO Monica Mangini launched the 12 industries, now called Aerospace and Defense, A&D, Architecture, Engineering and Construction, AC, Business Services, FBS, Cities and Public Services, CPS, Consumer Packaged Goods and Retail, CPGR, High Tech, HT, Home and Lifestyle, HL, Industrial Equipment, IE, Infrastructure, Energy and Materials, IEM, Life Sciences, LS, Marine and Offshore, MNO, and Transportation and Mobility, TNM, each with a vice president and a standalone.
Marketing organization and product portfolios.
When software is purchased from Dassault Systèmes in 3D experience, it is purchased by role or option from an industry-specific portfolio and the solutions can be monobrand or multi-brand as required. Said another way, the brands provide the nuts and bolts and the industries build custom-fit solutions for customers. The solutions are described in broad strokes in the Industry Solution Experience, ISE, such as building greener cars, or, say, optimizing time to market for IE, and further declined in Industry Process Experiences, IP, for the greener cars. Two IPs could be designing greener cars and sustainable manufacturing of greener cars. The lowest level would be the role-based offers, e.g. design engineer, manufacturing engineer, or options, e.g. CAD integrations. This was a major shift, but allowed Dassault Systèmes to be unique in offering tailor-made solutions for each of the 12 industries, walking in their customers' shoes and walking the walk, so to speak.
Conclusion.
3D experience is quickly driving towards its 10th anniversary and gaining momentum and maturity as more customers move off of the old Innovia V6-based solutions as they reach the support end of life. To help users adopt the new paradigms in the platform, many changes such as new apps, a new UI, and a new industry-based marketing approach were made to bring the entire portfolio to bear to meet customer needs. This article tried to explain these changes and why they matter.